Hey, good morning. 7:13.
Now.
Goosebumps, bro.
The starting lineup for the Plan B morning show.
Can we get a guy to just do that for us?
Yes, it'd be awesome.
Is that guy still alive?
It's like the guy from Wayne's World. What's the guy that's Handsome Dan?
Handsome Dan, yeah. No, Handsome Dan's the actual DJ.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, and then the handsome guy is the guy that just screams.
That's that Mr. Scream or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the top of the hour, you're Handsome Dan?
You're.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Uh-huh.
Basically, really? There's a lot of people in radio like that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you looked a little different. What do you get? I mean, obviously, because you got the bandsaw voice. Yeah. I think people just recognize your voice when you're out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's, yeah, what happens. If I say, like, a sentence.
I always get
wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, then it always comes down to, I know your voice. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, God. Because it can go one or two ways. Right. You can go, I hate your show.
Right.
Enjoy your show.
What did I say this week? Did I piss anybody off? I always get that. Man, I thought you were going to be like 400 pounds.
Yeah, you do you got a fatty voice.
A fat voice, I guess. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, I always lead with like, are you on the radio? I go, that depends on if you like the show or not.
Yeah, there's a weird
gray area. If they say I don't, I say that no, I'm not on the radio. I have no idea.
It's my brother. He sounds just like
Yeah, sounds just like I have a twin brother. He's a real douchebag, that guy. Anyway, it's 7:15. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump. Net Septic, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. McDonald's.
God, that picture.
I know, that's not appealing right there. But McDonald's is bringing something to arouse the senses, if you will. My mom actually sent me this story. Apparently, McDonald's is making candles.
I just saw that picture.
They're making candles. The fast food chain is making 6-pack of scented candles that will smell like your favorite quarter pounder ingredients. A bun, ketchup, pickles, onion, and beef. And cheese.
Is this what you say when you... I like that candle. Actually, I'm loving it. Is that what you say?
Get the hell out. You get the hell out of here right now.
Is that really what it is, though?
That's what it is. It's all the different. So there you have the sesame seed bun, ketchup, onion, fresh beef. Pickles, cheese.
Keep it.
With the ketchup one?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Ew. Ketchup, a ketchup candle. Here's what it is.
And do you have to light them all at once?
To make it smell like a Whopper. Or
a quarter pounder?
Yeah. Big Mac, there you go.
And by the way, Ma, I don't want this for Christmas.
No. Here's what it is, though. You know what's cool about the ketchup one?
What?
If you let it sit for a little while, you can dip your fries into it after it melts a little bit. These people are going to do that, Brock.
They probably will.
These people are going to do that.
Oh, there's going to be people that are going to eat this.
Well, I thought you could. Oh, you can't?
Oh, it's not good? Shouldn't eat candle wax?
Wonder it didn't taste that good.
The candles are to celebrate the 50-year run of the quarter pounder.
Yeah, that's the way they did it, huh?
That's right there with candles. I don't know. Why don't you just make like quarter pounders like 50 cents?
Yeah. Or make one that smells like breakfast or something. You know?
I syrup.
Yeah.
There you go. 2 days in a row. I even said the word syrup
in years.
And now 2 days in a row, I said the word syrup.
Oh, yeah.
I can spell it, too.
You can now.
You bitch. So anyway, you can get yours. They will be released. They're released already. They're out now. Just look up McDonald's quarter pounder candles.
I liked it when they gave you like the cup, the McDonald's glass, you know, something I use a lot.
Do they still use that, the big purple guy? Who was that?
I don't know.
Grover, Goober?
Something.
Slappy, Sammy?
Samsonite.
It was G, wasn't it? Grover.
It's something. Now, like, Grover's the trash can that looks like weed in Sesame Street.
Purple McDonald's guy. Grimace. That's it.
There you go. I can only remember the Hamburglar.
I like when Grimace dressed as a pimp.
Yeah,
the Hamburglar.
What is a Grimace? It's a big purple dot.
I don't know. But yeah, the whole cast. You had the Hamburglar.
What is that thing?
Who's that guy? Who's the guy with the big old Wilford Brimley mustache?
There's like a whole Super Friends from McDonald's.
And there's a pirate with a parrot on his shoulder. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Should come out with a show.
Hamburglar is a real piece of trash, though, stealing people's food.
They should make a horror movie out of those characters.
Even Ronald McDonald's kind of scary.
Well, really you don't see Ronald too much anymore. You know why? Clowns went out of business when It came out in 1990.
What are you? You clown?
You clown. Get out of here. There was still like, because remember they used to have like the life-size porcelain ones?
Always, everywhere.
Like,
but,
you know,
but kids loved it.
Back before It came out, yes.
Yeah.
And it came
that's
out.
True.
Then you saw that clown, and you're like, oh my God, it's going to kill me.
That's what I'd like to see. They need to do a McDonald's commercial with It, it from Stephen King. That's
be
right.
Terrifying.
That'd be great.
What happened to our business? I don't know.
Just tell me.
Maybe it was the clown that ate kids. Put a little dent in our business.
This burger tastes like Georgie.
Georgie.
Hiya, Georgie.
Hi.
Want a burger? Get out of here, clown.
We all float here at McDonald's.
Lastly, this is ridiculous. Insurance company Delta Dental has something called Tooth Fairy Index, which tracks how much the Tooth Fairy leaves for a tooth. The average payout jumped 33 cents to just over $4 per tooth. I think I got a quarter.
Kid's balling. I think I got a dollar. I think I got like a dollar,
you
I think.
You ritzy bitch. Hey, Ma, if you're listening right now, how much did you give me for my teeth? I'm almost positive it was a quarter. And
you
did
know
you
what?
Ever have that little container where your teeth... I know, I'm pretty sure my mom still has it.
It saved the teeth.
It's shaped like a tooth. Yeah. It's a little wood thing.
Yes.
And then it's a swivels open,
yeah.
And my teeth are still in there.
Why are people saving the teeth, too? Have you ever opened up grandpa's teeth?
Yeah.
My grandparents, I think, saved their teeth.
All of them?
I discovered that.
Wait, their old teeth? Their old teeth?
Yes. It's weird. Weird thing. I know. I opened up a box as a kid one day. I'm like, all right, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'll put that back.
Just a box full of teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mom still has that. Maybe she got rid of it, but you know, it's. I'm almost positive I got a quarter.
Yeah.
Now, granted, for inflation, it's got to go up. $4 for a tooth.
Mm-hmm. You know why you got a quarter? Cause you don't effing floss. That's why you got a quarter.
First of all, you don't need to floss baby teeth. They fall out, moron.
You know.
You're not keeping those teeth. Why am I going to waste my time flossing teeth that are falling out of my head?
I got a full dollar for floss teeth.
You know what? Good thing there's going to, because you're going to get fired, but you'll have some money because I'm going to knock all your damn teeth out.
How would you like a mouthful of
teeth? How would you like a mouthful of $4? Shut up.
Honestly, hit me. I need it right now. I need gas.
I know. I do need to fill up my truck. All right. Well, kids, get your teeth in there.
Yeah.
Here. No, actually, kids, this is what you do. Take a tooth out and make a mold of it so you can just keep reprinting it.
Every night.
Every night, dude. You're
balling.
You'd be rolling.
What do you think Trump's so rich?
That's right. He's got, got that baby tooth mold.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock everything that rocks.
Good morning, 728 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up? It is Friday. We're so excited about that.
I don't know. I if you look outside, there is not a cloud in
nice?
The sky, dude. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's not going to be warm by any means, but
gorgeous. Well, I think it's like a high of like 36 today.
That's
t-shirt weather.
Better than for us Michiganders.
For us Michiganders, that's t-shirt weather, brother. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're, watching your favorite sports action.
Mm-hmm. Or your favorite fight this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that, man. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beat Nebraska 86-65. Saturday games. Big local ones. Eastern Michigan going to be at Ball State, 1 o'clock. Toledo, at Western Michigan, 2 o'clock. Michigan's going to be at Purdue at 2. Central Michigan over at Northern Illinois playing at 4:30. Sunday's game, if you're an Irish fan, Miami going to be in South Bend.
Nailed
South
it.
Bend.
Nailed it, buddy.
South Bend.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Notre Dame, 6 o'clock Sunday. Check that one out, man. Moving on, last night, NBA. The Bucks beating the Pistons 126-106. Hornets beating the Bulls 103-93. Tonight's game, the Pacers going to be New York playing the Knicks. That's going to be played at 7:30. Moving on, let's just talk about the fight this weekend, man. Wilder. And then we got Fury. Two massive human beings.
Boxing match.
The boxing match, yes. Don't get it confused with the old MMA, which is understandable because it definitely just goes week by week sometimes. Well, a little less in the boxing world because they don't box as much, but... Big fight, man. It is supposedly the, one of the biggest fights they're saying since, like, Ali.
What's the two guys again? It's
Deontay. Is it Deontay? Dante? I am Dante.
I am Dante.
Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury.
Deontay.
So Deontay supposedly has the hardest punch in boxing.
Like, Deontay is 6'7".
Yes.
Massive. He's 34 years old. Massive. He has an 83-inch reach.
Dude, that's about as tall as we are. It's insane. It's insane, Brock. You should see this guy. I mean, I wouldn't want to get hit by this guy.
That's insane.
And I have the same thing to say about Fury as well.
Where do they go reach from? Is that just from shoulder to fist, or is it from middle of the back to fist? Because if you're leaning.
I think you have to have a clenched fist. And I'm sorry, guys, if I'm murdering this. This is why you don't come directly here to the Plan B Morning Show for, you know, your hard-hitting sports. But I believe clenched fist to the tip of the shoulder. I think.
And either way, even if it's to the middle of the back, like to the middle of the shoulder blades, you'd think. Hold on. I'm going to do that. Wait. Is that right? No, that can't. That's 6 foot reach? No. Is that wings? What?
Yeah, 83-inch. Yeah.
That's what it says, 83 here on. That can't be right.
Yeah, that's 6 foot.
That's both your arms, though.
Yeah, that's got to be.
That's wrong. That's got to be wrong.
Regardless, a big situation happening this weekend in that fight is Fury had a split eye last time he fought. And it basically...
Oh, it says right here, 83 inches is his reach. And then Tyson Fury, 85 inches.
Yeah, 85, dude.
What?
Fury's a massive human being as well. He split his eye on top of his eyebrow, which was like the worst cut you can get, I guess, healing-wise. And then he also got one on his eyelid on the same eye in the same punch. And his doctor's saying it's never going to be the same. If it gets hit again, it's going to go wide open. And where that cut is a big factor in this fight, because if it starts bleeding, it's going right into his eyeball. And, you know, fighting with one eye is not the best.
No. Cut me, Mick. Cut me. Yeah. You got to cut me, Mick.
It was on last night.
I just looked it up because I want to make sure on this. Reach is actually wingspan.
Okay.
So that's what it is. It's a big wingspan. But cut that in half, basically, and that's when you're punching.
That's insane.
Oh,
it's insane.
I mean, I could bob and weave it, but I'd be fine. No, I would die. One punch to the top of the head.
Yeah, you catch one of these punches, man. You're dead.
Remove my head from my body. Uh-huh. All right. Well, you want to make a bet on it?
Bet? Yeah, let's do it. Because I really, honestly, man, I don't know.
Well, I'll let you pick first because I brought it up. Who do you want to win? Because I don't know enough about this at all, but I like to waste money. So
I think I'm Wilder is supposed to win.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go with Fury.
All right. So $1,000 on Wilder. And
$1,000.
It's sold.
Damn.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. It's 7:39. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. I was actually just over there yesterday picking up the box for the Rippin' Lips ice fishing tournament. Of course, while I'm there, I had to get the Joey C's Club, which is amazing. They do. They have subs. They got pasta. They got pizza. If you're hungry, go see them. Hot slices ready. I actually got the 13-inch sub and a slice of pizza.
Damn, son.
I could not. Anyway, go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
All right, let's get to it. Your topic for today. What's a non-sexual moment equivalent to an orgasm? All right, so... you actually had a good one in the promo, and honestly, I don't necessarily want to steal that answer if it's yours. But a good sneeze after you've kind of felt it building 100%. Up. Oh my God!
I think there's a scientific study on that for like 0.01 seconds. A sneeze is more like 1,000 more times satisfying than an orgasm.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's just for a brief moment.
If you got that tickle, like I can feel it, like right there, right in the bridge of my nose, and then you just
yeah.
Oh.
You know, I really love and enjoy coughing into my elbow because that's what you're supposed to do. But when you're by yourself in your house, there's nothing better than just the full blown just. You
rattle the window.
I try to get as loud as I can, man. Try to get it all out in one.
If you're sitting, the legs and the arms go out.
I have a cousin who will sneeze just out of randomness, and he's a bigger guy.
Yeah,
he's a bigger guy, and he'll do it out of random and not be able to catch himself when he does it.
Yeah.
And dude, he's just snot. It's like, do you have a head full of snot, man? You all right, man?
Oh, God. Actually, do you remember Third Rock from the Sun, right? The TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
There was an episode in, like, I was in the first season, mm-hmm. and everyone in the family, so they're the aliens, right? And they get sick for the first time in their bodies, and the chick sneezes, and they're like, what the hell was that? And she's like, oh, she basically has an orgasmic reaction. She's like, that, and then she does it again. And they're all like, oh, yeah, but it's true. So I'll say that. The other one I have is, this is actually something I look forward to. Like, even like if I'm working hard, like summertime, I'm out doing stuff in the yard, mowing, moving stuff, getting a good sweat. Uh-huh. Like, I'm working for that beer.
That cold beer?
That first beer. Mm-hmm. There's something orgasmic about that beer.
Delicious.
After you've been out there sweating in the sun, working, and then you're like, oh, glug, glug, glug. Oh.
And you know what? You know, I'm gonna go with the light beer on this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to slug a craft beer.
No, no, no. Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm talking about a nice golden light beer.
Yeah, Bush Light, bro.
Oh,
all day.
Man.
I'll shotgun that beer right there.
That's a good one too.
Power throat it right down. So yeah, that's fine.
How about if you're like caught in a car or you're caught in a situation where you really have to go number one, and you try to forget about it, but it's just
always there.
It's there.
Yeah.
And there's not another exit for 27 miles. Damn it. All right, if I pull over, I could do it on the side of the highway, but I could potentially go to jail.
It's worth it.
It's going to be worth it, though.
But yeah.
Hey, you want to finish with that Gatorade bottle? You finish with that Gatorade? Drink it.
Drink it right now.
Now.
Here, I'll help you. I'll just add to it. Now, that first pee after holding for a while is when you get that body shake, you're like, whoa. Yeah.
Quick tip, don't throw my brother a rubber band. He'll use it. He'll use it.
And Dad!
His wiener will nearly fall off. It's getting purple, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you really put it on?
I know. I'm glad my dad never actually threw me a clothespin when he said, put a clothespin on it, because I would have, because I'm a moron.
Oh, God.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's a non-sexual moment equivalent to an orgasm? We got a lot of great answers on Facebook. We'll get to those and your calls when we come back. Stick around.
More of Brock and Hunter next on Rock 107.
Wow.
Chicago!
749, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is a non-sexual moment equivalent to an orgasm? Karen had a good one. Seeing your favorite band live up on stage rocking their brains out. Honestly, it's hard to beat that live concert experience.
Especially if you really, really kind of idolize that band. You know, that lead singer is...
The first time I saw AC/DC,
yeah.
I was 14 years old, and I literally ruined my shorts.
You lost. Like,
it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It was everything I wanted it to be. Let's see.
To that picture, I see it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Don't scroll by that.
The head scratcher.
Dude, that is more than an orgasm.
Jennifer.
It's not the head. How would you explain that? It's not a head scratcher.
Take a whisk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Spread it apart,
yep.
And then just put it on your head.
Dude, even my cat. I'll do it to my cat. My
don't ever step to it.
You can feel it in your toes.
Yep. Randy said when you've been holding in a leak for a long time, that's a good one. Let's see. And then arm drops.
I got one that happened to me like months ago at the gas station.
Yeah.
And you know, automatic pump, you know, when it just clicks off. Because it's your tank's full.
Uh-huh.
I got an automatic perfect pump. So put two and two together.
No, you didn't.
I got an automatic perfect pump that stopped at $29. Exactly.
That is.
Dude, I did the Chinese fire drill. I ran around.
Everyone's like, what's this crazy
guy? Did this team just win?
This guy should not be driving a car.
Automatic perfect pump, bro. Come check it out.
Christina had a good one. Walking in the front door of my house on a Friday after work. Ooh,
it's a good feeling.
When you just whip your bra off, you take your pants off, and you're ready to party.
You whip your bra off when you go
every time, man. This thing's itchy. Get that underwire off me, man. Let's see. Pam had a good one. When you're drinking and trying not to break the seal, and then you finally break the seal.
Yeah.
There is something about that.
Yeah. How about this? Let's go back to the 90s on this one. When you took your rollerblades off.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that's true. Actually, I do have that when I take my ski boots off.
Ski boots, same
take
thing.
Take my ski boots off.
Same thing. You're in that position.
We're going to take a quick break, but I'm gonna end with Emma's real quick. Yeah. Emma said, you guys really love stealing your questions right off of Reddit, don't you? Emma, shut the hell up. We're using stuff for show prep. Hey. You come up with a topic idea every single day, Emma. You know what I love? I love telling Emma to shut the hell up. That's an orgasmic feeling.
What? It's a free site. We openly admit we take stuff off of Reddit.
No, I made up this question. Emma, don't you have literally anything better to do? You know what's an orgasmic feeling? Better than an orgasmic feeling? Telling Emma to shut her stupid mouth. How about that? We'll be back with a topic, that we found on Reddit.
Because we love Reddit.
Stick around. Jesus.
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Sorry, I'm still pissed about Emma's comment.
Hey.
I'm writing a nice response to Emma.
I've learned. Well, so coming up will be the 4-year anniversary, right?
Yeah, 4 years.
So within the 4 years I've known this guy, there's like 3 things, maybe 4.
I don't get mad about a lot
of
things.
You don't. But there's like 3 or 4 things that you just mention. Like when somebody mentions it, because I know the 3 or 4 things, and then when somebody mentions it, I just kind of sit back and I look over at Brock and I'm like, oh boy, here it comes.
Just give me space.
Here it comes.
Give me space. I digress. We'll get to that later.
Let's just put it out there first, though. 100%, yes, we get a lot of stuff from Reddit.
Yeah.
Because it's a free service. Yeah. And it's the best service ever. It is the best application you can have on your phone. And if you don't have Reddit, you should get Reddit.
Yeah, you should. It's amazing.
So it's not like we're trying to hide anything here. So just to let you guys know.
No. They're all original ideas. We came up with all of it because we're so funny and talented.
I mean, it would be sweet if we had like a team of writers to do that for us.
If anybody wants to really get into it, I'm going to be commenting here. You can go to our Facebook page. But
let's move it. We're lazy.
We're lazy
and we like to get stuff off the internet.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
You do too.
Well, it's the simple math.
You don't think of everything. You get it from other places. For God's sakes, come on.
No, I do. I think of it all. I'm all original. your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What non-sexual moment equals an orgasm?
There's a couple good ones I was just looking through.
Kathleen had a good one. Having my back scratched. When you finally get that scratch,
Which I've had like 8 back scratchers and I could never find them.
Yeah. Back scratch up.
I like the one where the guy said cracking the throttle for the first time on your motorcycle.
If you've ever ridden a motorcycle, that's so. How about let's chalk it up. That's great. First time you get to do something you love, like after winter's over.
Yeah.
Like whether it's that first cast.
Yeah.
Or the first time your toes hit the sand.
Yeah.
Or that won't happen this year.
Teeing off on number one.
There you go. Trevor had a good one. Waking up a minute before the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
I actually do kind of like that. 'Cause then I'm like,
beep. Yeah. Wait, he likes that, huh?
Well, I mean, that usually means you got a good night's sleep.
Usually people hate that.
Yeah, that means that you got a good night's sleep, which is hard to beat. Let's see.
Oh, how about this? The sleeping one. Waking up thinking you got to go to work, but nope, it's Saturday. Here we go.
Oh, that is great.
It's like I kind of freak out for a second, like, oh my God, I'm late. Oh no, wait, no.
Along that same vein, when you wake up and you still got like 2 hours left of sleep. Yeah. Oh, Eric, I can't read yours anyway. And honestly, you need Jesus after reading his. I'll read it to you once we get offline. Brittany had a good one. I can relate. Cleaning your ears out and hitting that spot. Oh. Uh-huh. Brittany, I'm going to give you a little tip. They sell these things at Walmart.
No pun intended.
There you go. And they're ear cleaners, and it has like this like honeycomb looking one side and then like a scoop on the other, and it exfoliates the Oh my God.
Honestly, listen to Brock because he cleans his ears every day.
All the time. And it will change your life. They're a little pricey, but it's worth every penny.
You put your key in your ear, don't you?
If I don't have anything else. And then I go,
you just gotta start your brain in the morning.
Michelle just said bacon. That's literally just bacon.
The smell of bacon, the taste of bacon, everything about bacon.
Adara had an interesting one. Shaved legs on fresh sheets.
Dude, I've heard this.
Really?
I've heard my wife says this.
Is that a thing?
That's wild that she said that. My wife says this. She's like, you have no idea. She's like, after shape. You know what?
This is so funny, dude.
I just thought of this. She comes flying down the stairs the other morning. Completely in the nude.
Yeah. All right. Hot. Awesome.
Giggity.
Tell me more.
Just flying down the stairs with this bottle of lotion. She said, you got to rub lotion on my legs. You got to feel them. You just got to. I just shaved and they're so smooth and nice. And she was so like genuinely excited about these fresh pair of shaven legs. And I'm like, no, I'm not touching the legs. I'm just not in the mood of rubbing lotion into your legs right now.
And you're being a little creepy, to
she
be
was,
honest.
She was seriously like upset about it.
Oh, really?
She kind of like you know, put her head between her legs and walked back up the stairs. I'm like, I'll do it if it's that bad. But man, women are really serious about the freshly shaven legs.
What a weirdo. You know? Your wife's weird. You're being a little aggressive, ma'am. A bunch of people said sneezing. That's obviously a big one. Sadie said a blunt after work.
All right, you know.
Diane said taking your bra off. I like Brad's. Brad said that first post after a Facebook ban.
Yes.
That's orgasmic. And there's a lot of great ones. Angela said amazing food. She calls it a flavorgasm. I will say, I think it's a good one to end on. When you finally made that perfect meal when you're starving, and you take that first bite.
Here's what it is for me. It's a night of drinking with the friends. Ooh. And then you, it's either one of two things. Either you don't have any food in the house, and you're like, damn it, can't drive anywhere. Or it's you just pass out. You forget to eat. And it's the next morning having that breakfast after a night of drinking and not eating that night.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you could smash some food.
That'll get you, man.
Yeah, give me the grandma sampler times two. And then another grandma sampler.
Just in case.
All right.
I love it. All right. We'll be back with more. Stick around.